Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan's Republicans appear poised to take a right-to-life ballot proposal and pass it into law, completely bypassing Governor Gretchen Whitmer and her promised veto. Jonathan Osting of Bridge Magazine is here with us. Jonathan, what does the right-to-life ballot proposal say? What would it do?
Yeah, so what this proposal would do is effectively ban what is the most common form of second trimester abortion. It's called a dilation and evacuation method. And it would do so by criminalizing physicians or other medical providers who actually perform the abortions. They could face prison time or fines if they actually use this procedure for an abortion. They could also be subject to new lawsuits from spouses or parents of women, even who have abortions if they're under the age of 18. So it wouldn't criminalize women themselves, but it would certainly make it very, very difficult for them to find this sort of procedure. There would, however, be an exception for physicians. They wouldn't face criminal penalties if they were performing this in a circumstance that it was deemed appropriate given the health or risks of death to the mother.
Okay. And so bring us up to date. What's the latest with Right to Life's effort to get petition signatures?
Yeah, so they've reached their self-imposed cutoff date for collecting signatures. They've asked volunteers from all over the state, and they do have many of them, about 8,000, they said, to send in all their petitions. They've got most of those now, if not all of them. They're sorting through them. They're checking and double-checking their lists because they want to make sure when they turn in these signatures that they've basically already, you know, removed duplicates or flagged any problem signatures to ensure that when the Bureau of Elections here in Michigan actually reviews them, they're going to find that they have enough signatures to proceed. So they need about 340,000 valid signatures to advance this initiated legislation to the Michigan legislature. And they're projecting right now they're going to end up with 374,000, which would give them about a 10% buffer.
And then what do legislative leaders intend on doing with the measure?
Yeah, so the legislature would have 40 days to take it up. If they did nothing, it would go to the ballot, but they intend to take up the legislation and approve it, and that would actually enact it. It would turn it into law without the signature of Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who is very opposed to the measure. We know this for a couple reasons. A, both of them told me this
okay.
week.
There you go.
Speaker Lee Chatfield and Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky. Although Shirky said it was likely, he did raise the possibility that it could be other strategy considerations in play. But Chatfield said, you know, if this reaches them, he fully anticipates the legislature will pass them. The second reason we know that the legislature is likely to do this is actually approve this is that they already have once before. Both the House and Senate voted on very, very similar legislation earlier this year. They did so separately, and they didn't send the bill to the governor's desk. Governor Whitmer was very clear she would veto it. So for whatever reason, Republicans decided not to, force the issue. Instead, Right to Life was talking to them very early on about this other strategy of going around the governor via a petition drive, and they're awaiting that legislation to come to them now so they can vote on it again.
Spell out what the likely legal battle is that could be fought.
Yeah, so the likely legal battle is simply that this goes too far and places an undue burden on a legal right to abortion. Of course, under Roe v. Wade, it is an established constitutional right, abortion. And these laws like this, banning this specific procedure, have been challenged in other states. Mm-hmm. I think it was not challenged in two states that passed it, so there are two states that actually have this law on the books and in force, but in about 10 others, the law was actually suspended or is otherwise still wrapped up in court and hasn't yet taken effect. In fact, one case in Alabama, actually, the law was suspended, and they appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court this summer declined to hear it. In other words, they let the lower court ruling stand that suspended the law, but conservative Justice Clarence Thomas was clear that he thinks there could be a case eventually down the line that will give the Supreme Court the opportunity to reassess its own standard for what constitutes an undue burden for abortion rights. So, in other words, he was, sort of pushing the court to say, let's take something up like this at some point. So the Michigan law would likely be challenged. Eventually, the Supreme Court could consider bans like this as they wrestle with abortion rights issues.
Jonathan Osteen, Bridge Magazine. Thank you, Jonathan.
Hey, thank you for having me.